Language Development, page 10.
We all have our own ideas about what certain jobs are like, but are we right? Today we're going to hear three people talking about their very different jobs. Our first guest is James Barnes, a business executive. James, what kind of qualities do you need to be an executive?
Being a business executive requires a number of qualities. You definitely have to be hard-working, or you'll never succeed. You also have to be persuasive, since doing business is all about getting people to see things your way. There are plenty of good things about being an executive. I mean, it's a well-paid job, and people respect me for what I do. On the other hand, there's a lot of travelling, and I don't have much free time. I enjoy it, though. It's the right kind of work for me.
Thank you, James. Our next guest today is Reg Bowles. Reg, what does it take to be a firefighter?
Well, the first thing you have to be is courageous. You have to keep calm at all times, and of course you have to be fit as well. The great thing about the job is helping people. You have the chance to save lives. It can be exciting as well. Unfortunately, it is a dangerous job. It is possible to get injured or even die on the job. Considering the risks, it's not a well-paid job either. On the whole, though, I think the good things outweigh the bad ones.
I see. Thank you, Reg. Finally, our last guest today is Jenny Baxter, a nurse. Jenny, what are the most important qualities for a nurse to possess?
First and foremost, a nurse has to be patient. Sick people can be very difficult, and the worst thing you can do is lose your temper. You have to be sympathetic and caring, too, so that people know you care about them. It's a very satisfying job. You always know you've done your best to help people. Unfortunately, it's not a well-paid job, not in Britain anyway. It can be very upsetting as well, especially when people die. I can't imagine doing another job, though. Nursing is my life.
Thank you, Jenny. And thank you again, James and Reg. Now, if you'd like to know more about my bizarre...